Hello, everybody. Welcome back to We Like Dota. This is We Like Dota, the casual, semi-try-hard, definitely casual.
Super casual.
Super casual podcast for the rest of us. I'm Brian Sabonyinger, and joining me this evening is Jared Clyde Frog Pedersen. How you doing, Jared?
Doing great there, Brian. Doing great.
Hey, so this is the second time we've started this podcast.
Well, yeah, from what I understand, when you don't push the record button...
Correct.
It usually does not record.
Yes, you have to hit record.
Yeah, most times that's helpful when you're actually trying to record. So luckily, we're very well practiced for this episode.
Correct. and we were just commenting, we were just looking outside the window, and here in Northeast Ohio...
The beautiful state of Northeast Ohio.
It is snowing.
That's stupid.
It was 55 degrees yesterday.
Well, that's Ohio for you.
Yeah, and now it's back down to 33 snowing, which is fine.
Yeah.
Hey, Jared, I got you a small gift that I forgot to tell you about earlier.
Okay.
Look to the left side of your monitor over there.
Uh-huh. The batteries?
Right there. You're holding it.
Oh, okay.
Tell me what that is.
It's a handle.
No, it's Elder Titan's weapon. It's a handle from a very old briefcase that I found.
Yes.
That looks like Elder Titan's briefcase weapon.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. So anyway, how you doing, Jared?
Doing fine.
That's good.
It's, like you said, a beautiful afternoon. Snow's coming down.
Yeah. Yeah, we had our coffee, cleaned myself out.
Right. Got it going.
Yeah. But let's go ahead and start the episode like we always do, Jared. Okay. Let's talk about what we played this week.
Yeah.
Who'd you play this week, Jared?
So... I wanted to just try somebody a little different that you don't see too often this past week. And I just did the spin to random because I didn't want to really random because that always makes me a little nervous.
There's always that guy who randoms and then repicks.
And I don't want to lose that gold.
Yeah, because you're out like, what is it, like 100 gold, 150
something like that.
Gold?
Yeah, so I'm not going to be that guy because I am super conservative and not good at the game anyway.
Right.
So I'm not going to put myself in a hole. So I do the spin to random.
Yeah.
So I just did that for a while and I ended up coming down on Undying.
Okay.
So I've really tried to, I played him one game and it went terrible. Played him a second time and it went really bad. So that means I really wanted to do good with him.
Yes.
And it was a challenge. It's a challenge. But I tell you what, his Q is a Soul Rip, I do believe the name of it is.
Okay.
Where you can steal strength.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you can harass like crazy early game with that.
Yeah.
You can just spam it. And like if you're going against like a sniper or somebody that's pretty squishy.
Yeah.
Each one of those Soul Rips, which it has like a 10-second cooldown, steals 4 strength, which is like... almost 80 hit points. That's 76 hit points every single time.
Yeah, and especially at the early game.
Yeah, so if you can do that 3 times, nice. I mean, you have a squishy hero become even more squishy.
Right.
So, I mean...
Is that permanent?
No. It's like 20 seconds, I think.
Okay, so it's almost like the same length as like Razor's Static Link.
Yeah, that, okay. Or I likened it to OD's Astral Imprisonment, where he stole the... intelligence.
Yeah.
So it's very similar to that.
Okay.
But otherwise, he has a heal or a thing, kind of like a Baden.
Yeah.
And then he has this weird tombstone thing where you can like send out zombies.
Yes.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah. That's the extent of my interactions with him. It's from Wraith Knight. Yeah.
Yeah.
From level 2 and then also the tombs at the in the final stage.
Right. So, yeah, so he's a really cool, interesting hero. Not surprised he's not in the metagame right now because he's really challenging to play.
Yeah.
But I think he has such good potential.
Yeah.
To harass early game and
just needs somebody who knows what they're doing.
And that's not me.
It's me neither, brother.
So,
yeah.
But yourself then? What have you been doing this week, Brian?
Okay. Something happened that deeply affected me.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's what happened, Jared. I played a match with our good friend Crimson / MDX966, whatever, Kyle.
/ ProKiller / Kyle, pick a name, stick with it.
Yes. Okay, so I played a match with Kyle, and as I was starting the matchup, you know when it like shows... if people are getting points from, you know, battle point boosters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It told me I was in the low priority queue.
What?
Yeah, which is crazy. The low priority queue is there for people who have either A, abandoned matches.
Right, which is not you.
Yeah, I do not do that. Or two, have been reported enough to be put into the low priority queue. So.
Well, you are kind of a jerk sometimes.
Right. Well, okay. I'm only a jerk if somebody else is a big time jerk first.
That's fair. That's fair.
So I totally feed the trolls.
Yeah. That's an accurate statement.
Generally, I'm generally otherwise either silent or I try to be a nice guy.
Yeah. No, I do think that you play the nice guy, Brian, a lot.
Yeah.
But you definitely do feed the trolls a lot.
Yeah. It's so much fun though. It really is. Because people get so upset about Dota.
Oh yeah.
It's ridiculous.
They take it super serious.
Yeah, because this is my mindset. It's just a game. Let's just have a fun time.
I'm with you.
Who cares?
Yeah, that's why we're so try hard here.
Yes.
Super serious.
Right. So I got put in the low priority queue.
Congratulations.
Which I think all that means is I get placed with other people in the low priority queue.
I honestly don't know.
So it's like a purgatory of sorts. It's like a purgatory for other people.
Okay.
So I assume what happened is I either played so poorly during a couple of matches that people have reported me.
Right.
Which, playing poorly, you can't... People will report you for playing poorly, but that is not in the Valve guidelines for reporting.
Right.
Or I pissed enough people off that I was reported for communication abuse. Which...
Yeah, okay.
I don't necessarily think you could even report me for that, because while I don't know, like, I don't think it's anything, like, I don't use, like, racial slurs or call people, you know,
swear words
and stuff. Like, it's always like, you mad, bro? Like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Whatever. So, that happened. But anyway, let's see. What I have been playing. So for the past week and a half, I've been trying to get a win on Batrider.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it finally caught up to you, the fact that you were so far ahead on our hero challenge. So you found one that brought you back to life.
Yeah. We'll talk about it in the A to Z challenge segment. But good Lord, that guy is just a nightmare to play in pub matches.
I can imagine.
Ugh. On top of that, he's an insanely difficult hero to play.
Yeah, super high skill cap.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And super high skill floor as well.
Right, okay.
To play him successfully, you got to be pretty good.
Yeah, the chart is very skewed high for Batrider.
Yeah, terrible.
Okay.
So I have a newfound respect for people who are good with Batrider.
There are definitely some that are really good with him.
Yeah. But other than that, I've been playing a lot of support, Venomancer, Crystal Maiden.
Sure.
And I haven't been playing as much carry. I got a couple matches in as Luna, but I've been playing mostly support lately.
Yeah.
We
need to get you back on your Lycan, man.
I do like Lycan. I have a bunch of great items for him.
Yeah, you do.
I've got the Curse of the New Year ultimate form that makes him look like this sweet, like, Chinesed out
wolf.
And then I've got the Ice Rack Wolf Pack from, from Frostivus.
From WCW.
Yeah. Wolfpack baby. With Kevin Nash.
Oh, man. No, but the wolves of Ice Rack, so they're very slow wolves?
They're actually very fast wolves. Crystal Maiden is not, in fact, as fast as the wolves of Ice Rack.
No. Crystal Maiden is as fast as a wolf of Ice Rack with one leg.
Correct. Correct. Something like that.
Sure.
Okay, Jared. So okay, I had Brian. Plans to play some bumpers.
Yeah.
Whoa, bumping my mic.
Speaking of bumpers.
Shows off the rails. So I had some plans to play some bumpers.
Yeah.
That I may have recycled from another podcast.
But
I'm going to make some new ones as well.
Okay, that's fine.
But we have some issues hooking the computer into the soundboard.
Because
I don't have a good sound card.
Yeah,
there's some grounding issues.
Grounding issue, I do believe? Yeah, okay. Yeah. So there's a bad buzz that
oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Ear piercing.
Yeah. So we're not subjecting everybody to it, is basically what you're saying.
Basically what I'm saying is there would be a bumper here as we move on to the news section.
Oh, okay.
News.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Hard-hitting news.
Okay, so get this, Jared.
What's up?
I'm a big NPR fan.
Well, right. You're pretentious.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you are or not.
I listen to it.
Okay.
I listen to it.
Okay, Jared, here's NPR, okay? Mm-hmm. All Things Considered.
Wait, don't tell me. Come on.
Wait, don't tell me. Ugh.
Car Talk.
Welcome to Car Talk. What else is there? There's Radio Lab.
Oh, yeah. All Songs Considered.
Jazz All Night at mm-hmm. 3 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
NPR is pretty solid.
So anyway, on All Tech Considered,
oh,
there was a segment about Dota 2.
Interesting.
And we were going to play the interview.
Right, because it's about 2 minutes long.
Yeah, but again, we had the issues with the computer.
Right.
But you can check it out at npr.org on the All Tech Considered section. But basically, it's just, you know, it's a really cool article. It has
talks about esports specifically, not just Dota, but they interviewed LD.
LD, yeah.
So,
well, it was about Dota 2 specifically.
Oh, was it?
It was kind of general, and then they kind of got into Dota 2.
Okay, yeah, because I was listening to it, and they were talking about how esports players are now eligible for visas, which is great. Just like other sport athletes.
Yeah, and they talked about how, I forget who, I want to say, was it Chuan who was just traded to Invictus? He was traded for like $80,000.
That's pretty nuts.
Yeah. So they talked about that and just about, you know, how the esports scene is booming and all that. And
yeah,
I thought that was pretty cool. That's a pretty cool sign if Dota 2 is on NPR.
Right, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And not
cool.
just like as a joke.
Yeah.
Like as a legit story.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty neat.
That is pretty.
It's pretty neat.
Pretty neat.
Okay, Jared, so we've got a big TI4 update.
Whoa.
The International 4.
Bring in the hard news. Bring in the boom.
So yeah, as we know, the International 4 is coming up here in July. That's one thing. It's going to be in July, not in August this year.
Okay.
And I can definitely say that last year's International is definitely what got me to where I am now, doing Dota 2 podcasts.
Sure, okay.
It definitely got me super into Dota.
Yeah, no, that was my first exposure to Dota in any scene.
Yeah.
And I was so confused and weirded out, and I was like, what the hell is a gank?
Right.
What is this? Like, what is, like, all this weird terminology.
Yeah.
And they're all talking about, like, letters, BKB, all this stuff, and I'm like, oh, God, I don't even have the energy to figure this stuff out.
Yeah. And then,
I did.
And then 12 months later, you're doing spreadsheets trying to figure out the diminishing returns of evasion for Phantom Assassin.
Stop judging me.
I'm not judging you. I think it's incredible. We need somebody to do that kind
of
stuff.
All I'm saying is if you can get 4 talismans of evasion, you can get over 100% evasion with PA.
Which is so easily countered by 1 MKB.
Exactly. Exactly. But it's fantastic. Fun.
So it's a
fun.
Legit strategy. But anyway, Gabe Newell, aka Lord Gaben, did a Ask Me Anything on Reddit.
And always dangerous.
There was some kind of big key information revealed. Or a few things, I guess I should say.
So really, he probably uses a leak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
Sure.
One thing we know is that Casey, she was kind of the anchor, I guess, or kind of the correspondence. She was kind of out on the floor doing interviews, interviewing players.
The lady that interviews.
Yeah.
Because there's always one lady that interviews.
Yeah. She did fantastic in TI3.
No, absolutely.
She was hired on from the local Fox affiliate in Seattle. Okay.
That's so great.
Knew nothing about esports or Dota 2 and basically spent a week learning all that she could.
And she did really good.
Really great,
well,
yeah.
Here's the thing. She is an actual reporter.
Yeah.
So I think that gives her an edge for other people that were just into the esports scenes.
Yeah.
And good-looking ladies that could interview.
Yeah.
She was actually a reporter.
Yeah.
So she had, like, actual reporting skills?
Yeah, she knows how to talk to people and how to do an interview well.
Yeah, she definitely knows how to talk to awkward 18 and 19 year old boys.
And it kind of, right. And it kind of took this very it was cool to see her learn stuff as the event went on.
It felt like it gave a legitimization as well to it.
Yeah.
Like it definitely it felt more real.
Yeah.
And more just like a bigger deal, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, totally. And I think even for people who watched, like you and I, who didn't really know too much about the game.
Right.
It kind of gave us this sense of, like, it's okay to not not know everything about the game. And
right.
You can still have fun with it.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. So anyway, Casey's coming back, which Reddit is very excited about.
I can imagine.
And the International 4 will not be in Bainaroya Hall this year.
Which is good, because it was at capacity last year.
Absolutely. It will now be at Key Arena, which you did a little research on it, Jared.
Well, yeah.
Tell us about Key Arena.
So Key Arena is the arena in Seattle. Currently, it's used by the Seattle's women's basketball team.
WNBA,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the WNBA.
They use those weird colored basketballs.
Yes, exactly. The Storm is the name of them.
Ooh,
Seattle
Storm.
And it is where the Supersonics used to play as well before they moved to Oklahoma City.
So wait, the Supersonics are in Oklahoma City now?
Yeah, they moved.
Wow. So wait, would Larry Bird have played there?
Larry Bird played for the Celtics.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Dang it. Okay.
It's okay.
Disregard that.
I think so.
I'm so embarrassed right now.
It's okay. Brian, you know about esports, not real sports. So
hey,
it's okay.
Hey, I did pay attention to the Blue Jackets last week.
Yeah, you
should. I know that they won against a team.
Yeah.
And they lost hard against the Blackhawks.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bad news bears. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, but capacity is 17,072. So, pretty big capacity.
Yeah.
Pretty comparable to the Staples Center, where they held the LCS finals for League of Legends.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty big deal.
Yeah. If they can fill that thing out, that'll be incredible.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just it's incredible how fast esports are growing, because the ESL One tournament is going to be in Frankfurt, you know, at that big soccer stadium we talked about last week. The League of Legends finals were in the Staples Center. Which, I watch those, and I don't even care about League of Legends.
No, totally. I'm with you. It was just a lot of fun. Their production value is just so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost on par with ours.
I'm on Team Esports.
Yeah.
Almost. Almost. They gotta get the nicer mics.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
Worth the investment.
Absolutely. So yeah. And then also, it was revealed that... Did I already bring this up? Yeah, TI4 will be in July.
Yeah.
Which... Apparently, MLG Anaheim was also in July, so that's going to make some weird scheduling things.
I wonder if it's going to be if they're going to be back to back, or if it's going to be.
I have no idea, because what team, if you're invited to TI4, what team is going to give up doing TI4 to go to MLG? No one.
No.
And it wouldn't surprise me if the prize pool is over $2 million this year.
I think it could easily happen.
Yeah, especially if they do the compendium again, which.
That was so nice.
They undoubtedly will do that again.
Yeah, that was so nice.
Yeah. I'm calling it right now. I think the prize pool is going to be $3
million. Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm calling it right now.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll see.
So this would be the first time probably a team then would get as a prize over $1 million.
Correct. Well, didn't the Alliance get over $1 million?
I don't remember.
At TI3? I think they did.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't think... Okay.
That's a pretty big deal.
Well, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's what you call money.
Yeah. So, Jared, maybe by the time TI5 hits, this podcast will be big enough that we can justify flying out to Seattle for TI5.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm super in.
Absolutely.
We can do hard-hitting podcasting from TI5.
Tell all your friends so we can have a reason to go to TI5.
Right.
Seriously. Keep going. You're doing great.
Yeah.
We need to keep growing so we can do this.
Yeah.
Justify to my wife.
Yeah. You'll see us out there on the floor. We'll set up a little podcasting studio right there on the floor,
and
it'll be great.
Yeah, and we'll still be noobs.
Yeah. We'll talk to Demon and to Zayori.
Absolutely.
We'll have him on the show.
Yeah. Go work out with Demon.
It'll just, right. Drink protein shakes with Demon. It'll totally happen. All right, Jared. So I don't know about you, but I can definitely tell... that the international, like, the whole season, it feels like in the last 2 weeks, like, the whole, like, we are definitely ramping up to the International 4.
100%, yes.
Because there are so many tournaments going on right now.
There are a ton of stinking tournaments, man. Did you...
Go to, pull up, can you pull up Gosu Gamers?
Here we go. So we're currently in an awkward situation because I have the mouse for the computer and Brian has the keyboard.
Correct.
So we're trying to to communicate here.
So, oh, this isn't it. This isn't it. I screwed it up.
Brian. So events, is that where I want to be?
Yeah. Okay. Or you could do like Liquidpedia or something. But even just like on the main page of Gosu Gamers, there's the Dota 2 Champions League, the Dream League, Star Ladder. Jared, go back. We were at a good spot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, I think I double. Okay, hold on. There we go. Okay. So there's the Dota 2 Champions League, the Asus ROG or Republic of Gamers Dream League, which is the DreamHack thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Star Ladder, the Dota Cinema / XMG Captain's Draft Tournament.
Which I love that.
It's fantastic.
I love that.
And there's also the MLG TKO and the Join Dota League as well.
So basically what you're saying is there's games every day.
There's a different tournament.
Tons of stuff going on.
Yeah. There's also the Korean Dota 2 League, the Sina Cup, the Monster Invitational at South by Southwest.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that right now.
All right, let's talk about that.
So the Monster Invitational, this came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I feel like there was no
no hype or hook or any build-up for it.
Yeah, nothing going on at all.
Yeah.
I mean, and then basically there's four teams that are there for like a LAN final, if you will, or like a LAN event.
It's a three-day LAN event.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I think they're doing double elimination.
I believe
it's
so,
it's just four teams, double elimination.
So the four teams are Cloud9, Team Liquid, EHUG, and EG.
EG, correct. AKA Sad Boys.
Right.
Yeah.
So all, quote-unquote, North American teams, with the exception of Cloud9, which is kind of...
I don't understand. Are they North American owned?
I think that's it.
Okay.
I think they're North American owned, but no one is...
From America.
Right.
They are... There's two Canadians. Yeah.
Romanian, Dutch, and I forget the other one. Sweden, I think.
Sweden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ink Pilot dies from Sweden.
Right. So... I'm not sure what the deal is with that, but I mean they're the same caliber team as the other three teams.
100% yes, 100% yes, and I think they have a good chance of winning this.
Yeah,
because they have standing in for Bone 7 at this event is our best friend Demon.
Oh yeah, I love Demon. He is great. He's such a personality.
Absolutely, my God.
Yeah,
he's like he's the quintessential. He's either going to throw you the game or win you the game type player.
Right, which I'm into that sort of thing.
Yeah, he's definitely so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
And really played in well coming into this week, our Hero of the Week, because the first three games that he played Batrider in every game.
Okay, he has a pretty good Batrider from what I understand, right?
He has an amazing Batrider.
Yeah.
The only downfall is he has this weird Batrider set that he uses, where he has like that mask for his face and it's like purple. I don't know, it's super weird looking.
Oh yeah, it's like that he wears like a bandana, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's something like that.
No, that thing's badass.
No
looking.
Way. It looks weird, man.
No, it's yeah. Fantastic.
Oh, no way.
You are on drugs, Jared.
Disagree wholeheartedly. I think that thing looks so weird.
Yeah.
Although I think he looks pretty weird anyway.
Yeah, he is. He's like this weird yellow goblin thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really get it.
Yeah. That's okay.
And his the lore that I read for him doesn't describe what exactly he is.
Anyway, so. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Fantastic. But yeah, so that whole thing's going on. And I think what's the price pool for that? Is it like 15,000?
Something like that. Yeah.
Something like that. That's pretty good.
Enough to not sneeze at.
Yeah. It's exciting to see Monster, which is a pretty mainstream company.
Right.
Sponsor a tournament like this.
And it's at South by Southwest.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
South by Southwest is this weird thing. It takes place in Austin, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
And it started out as a music festival.
Right.
But has now turned into like this big like tech / web startup
/ like
convention
Burning Man thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like
it's weird. It's totally awesome though. It's totally
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I've heard good things from people that have went, but
yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah,
they do like I think like extreme sports stuff there too. I think like
okay, fair,
like bike riding stuff.
I heard about a MakerBot. I was watching a tech show.
Okay,
MakerBot. They make 3D printers.
Of course,
they have a booth where you can get a 3D printed Oreo. in under like 2 minutes. That's edible.
Does it taste good?
I think so. I would assume so.
I don't get this 3D printer stuff, man.
It's the future, Jared. It's the future.
I don't want it to be the future.
No, why not? It's the future. I want the future now.
I don't know.
I want to be printing microphones for
and guns.
And guns on our 3D printers, Jared.
I don't know.
It's the future.
I don't get it. I guess it's outside my realm of comprehension, so I think it just scares me. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Okay. So moving on from 3D printers.
Yeah. So anyway, Jared, we were kind of talking about and trying to figure out where do you find results for all these tournaments?
Yeah,
because
no
there's
kidding.
So many things going on, and I don't know what to do.
And I can't watch all of it.
Yeah.
Even though I try.
Yeah.
I try really hard to.
Yeah.
My
YouTube subscriber feed, it's just like Dota 2 match commentary spam.
Yeah, I know.
It's insane.
It's like a Twitch chat spam.
Right.
It's like, oh,
yeah,
so much. So we've found some resources that we want to pass along for people.
Yeah.
If they're interested in that type of thing.
Yeah. We'll have Kyle. Kyle, if you're listening, put a link onto our We Like Dota subreddit.
Yes.
I think the best place to go, personally, is Gosu Gamers. They show you all the current relevant tournaments and then also results for those all in one place, which is really nice.
It really is. And they have a lot of news there, too, which is always interesting. So if you want to beat us to delivering you the news, that's normally where we get it.
Correct. And Liquidpedia, which is a offshoot of the TeamLiquid.net website.
Yeah, and that is super in-depth as well.
Yeah, they have... It's a wiki for tournaments, players, teams, game information.
Yeah.
They've got everything there.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
And if you're looking for actual, like, hero information, I think the best site that I've found is the Dota 2 Gamepedia.
Yeah.
So it's Dota2.Gamepedia.com.
Or Dota2Wiki.com.
Right. Either way.
Either one works.
Yeah. So I think that is a site that's great for mechanics and things like that.
Correct. Okay, Jared.
Yes, Brian.
Let's do food of the week.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I've got a selection for you. I was out grocery shopping and remembered that I need to get some food for food of the week.
Obviously.
And Easter is upon us, Jared.
So candy is upon us.
Peter Cottontail / Jesus makes his triumphant return. And I've got a small selection for you here.
Okay.
We've got the pretzel M&Ms.
Pretzel M&Ms, okay.
We've got the Reese peanut butter eggs.
Yeah, so you don't need anything else.
Which, these are not the, like, the big ones that are, like, 3 inches long. These are just, like, little miniature ones. Yeah, these are about an inch long. They're, like, wrapped in that weird foil.
Yeah.
Weird Easter foil. And we've also got spring Oreos, which there's only a couple left because my wife and I hit these pretty hard this week. The spring Oreos have a yellow filling.
Do they taste exactly like normal Oreos?
I'm not going to spoil that for you, Jared. So which one do you want here, buddy?
Well, my heart says the Reese's.
All right, we'll go for the Reese's. Where's my knife is in the other room. That's okay. All right, here we go. Oh,
yo. Well, crap.
Oh, just smell the bag, Jared. You can smell the peanut butter just flying out of there.
It really is.
All right, let's grab some here.
Okay. There you go.
I can't tell whether this is a segment that is well, it's definitely not relevant to the show. And I can't tell if we're totally pissing off the audience when we do this.
I hope so.
Or if it's something that they legitimately enjoy. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it smells like chocolate and peanut butter.
I wish we still had some of that coffee from earlier.
Mm. Right, yeah, that's a Reese's.
You got to get the weird foil out off. Mm-hmm. What's the deal with weird Easter candy foil?
I don't know. Why is it?
I don't know.
I feel like Easter and Halloween.
Oh, it smells so good.
They all have that weird foil. Every other season candy.
Oh, that's so good, Jared.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Because this is why I like the Reese eggs. Because the peanut butter to chocolate ratio is dramatically different.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Much more peanut butter than chocolate. And it's so good.
It's definitely the way to go. The Reese's peanut butter is just...
They're killing it.
I don't understand it. It's so good.
It's crack cocaine.
It might be the crack cocaine.
Mm-hmm. All right, I got another one here.
Yeah, may as well.
And I got to stop after this.
Yeah. Speaking could get ugly.
Yeah. Speaking of food of the week, Jared, I have been eating Tangelos like crazy this week.
You and your weird citrus, man.
I love it. A Tangelo is a cross between a tangerine and a grapefruit. It's so good, Jared. It's so juicy and sweet and tart. Ah, I love it. You know I love citrus.
I do know that you love citrus.
All right, anyway.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I almost dropped my tablet there.
Back to the real content.
Back to the show. All right, Jared. So we've started doing a segment called Noobs Ask Noobs.
Yes.
And God bless the people who have been asking us questions.
Absolutely.
It's great. Because you never know what you're going to get. Because I feel like we can answer the questions, but whether it's actual good advice, that's up for debate.
Yeah, no, I would definitely agree with that. Obviously, disclaimer, we are noobs.
And we're terrible.
Yeah. So, grain of salt, I do believe the idiom is.
Let's put it this way. I may have potentially have been reported for feeding. So
intentional feeding.
And put in the low priority queue for that. So
we're intentional feeding.
Take that as you will. Yeah. Okay, so this week's question comes from user Field Studies on Reddit, field_studies. So thank you very much for your submission. Okay, here's this question. What do you do when you don't know what to do?
Amen.
After approximately 75 games and a lot of bot practice, I feel pretty comfortable laning, team fighting, warding, and farming. That doesn't mean I do it well. But
right. Understand.
We're in the same boat, but at least I generally know what I should be doing. The time when I feel most like a noob is usually mid-late game. Perhaps one or two of our side are waiting to respawn. Maybe our hard carry is farming. Wards are up, and it's not a time to push. These are the times I find myself moving around the map, trying to look busy, but not really knowing what to do. What do I do? Well, I gotta give the guy credit for at least trying to blend in.
Yeah, no, totally.
That's great.
I think I would be doing something probably pretty similar, is just moving around, trying to look busy.
Yeah, I love the idea of Field Study just being like, hey guys, I'm doing stuff.
Because I probably would be doing the exact same
thing. Yeah, same here.
So this is a hard question to answer, but a super legitimate one.
Yeah.
Because if you have your wards up, I think that's one thing that we were kind of discussing beforehand. Like, that'd be something good to do. But if you have those up,
usually if you're waiting for, you know, a couple of people on your team to respawn,
mm-hmm.
you definitely want to make sure that you are playing very defensively.
Right.
Don't be putting yourself into positions where you can easily get picked off or ganked. You know, one major question that I'm always asking myself is, do I feel safe right now?
Okay.
You know, if you're in the jungle and you don't have vision and all you see is fog of war around you and you look on the mini-map, and on the other team, all you see is, let's say...
1X.
1X, or like 3Xs, and everyone on the other team is alive. You need to, you know, get out of there.
Yeah. Yeah. Split tail.
So always be asking yourself, are you safe? And if you're not...
Get safe.
Yeah.
In this case, I think if your hard carry is farming, I think being in that experience bubble at that point, mid-late game... is going to be good for you, because if you're playing support, maybe trying to catch up on some levels, that'd be good, and you're keeping that carry safe.
Correct.
So sticking with that person would be good. If you are a carry, just make sure you're always freaking farming.
Yeah.
At all times, you're trying to get that gold.
Yeah. If it's safe to.
Right, exactly. Again, quantifier.
Yeah, and keep wards up and all that, and... you know, you can use the jungle as a bit of a catch-up mechanic. Mm-hmm. You know, it's there
for sure.
It's there if, you know, you're not necessarily safe going to a lane. You can, you know, hit a couple jungle creeps to kind of catch up.
Yeah.
But really, you know, sometimes the thing that you should be doing is, I mean, this might sound crazy. The thing you should be doing is not dying.
Right.
You know? Like if you're, you know, if it's the mid-late game and, you know, you're down to only your tier 3 towers... just stay inside the base, wait for your teammates to respawn, and then
all head out
together. Try
to take out the creep wave so they don't just do little damage here and there to your towers, because that stuff adds up.
Yeah, so that's, you know, depending on how safe you are, that's, you know, that's what you should be doing.
Yeah.
Or even in the mid-late game, if things are going well for your team,
mm-hmm.
and you've really got the lanes pushed out, you know, you've got them, you know, you have a tower advantage, and you have decent wards up. If you don't, get wards up.
Yeah, number one.
Number two, if you do have wards up, feel free to farm. You know, if you're a support and you have good vision and you know that you can safely do it, head over to a lane. Catch up on experience. Catch up on gold.
Yeah, buy a gem of true sight, go out and deward.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Totally. Smart move.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like this is a very common question, because a lot of times our buddy Kyle is asking, where should I be right now? And it's only usually in the late games that he's asking that.
Right, yeah, because early in the game, obvious, you're in your lane.
You're laning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mid-game, you're team fighting. You're grouping. Yeah, so once you're getting into that part of the game where you're trying to go, quote-unquote, uphill into the base, or the other team's trying to do that to you, that's when it gets a little awkward and weird.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Because there's just kind of this flow to the game where you do a team fight, and depending on how the team fight happens, you either continue pushing or you back up and, you know, resume farming, you know, those sorts of things.
Right.
So it's really just a matter of learning the flow of the game. And I mean, even it sounds like field studies is at a, kind of at a lower bracket, which is where we are. If you get, you can get some pretty weird matches.
That's true. That's true.
Where the flow of the game is not necessarily ideal.
Right.
You know, you get some really weird choices and really strange, strange plays.
Right.
So I think field studies, if you're listening, once you get a certain number of matches in, you'll kind of start to level off, where you'll meet players who are used to a certain flow for the game.
Right.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Yeah.
So it'll get a little more predictable.
Yeah.
Which I think Dota can be very predictable.
Totally.
But at the same time, it has a lot of elements that make it unpredictable.
Right.
Which is fun.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Any other words of advice for field studies, Jared?
Just keep on keeping on. I don't know.
Keep on keeping on. Yeah. Right on. All right, all right.
All right, all right, all right. All right, all right, all right.
Okay, Jared, let's talk about the hero of the week.
Sure.
Okay, hero of the week is Batrider.
Batrider.
Let's see. Let me pull him up on the...
Yeah, so we got Batrider. Tell you what. This guy was the only hero that was either picked or banned in every match at TI3.
Really?
Every single match.
He's been nerfed pretty hard since then, though.
Yeah, no, I know. But, man, I can't believe that. Like, that... First off, there was only one. But second off, that he was so ingrained in the meta that every single game, he was picked or banned. Since then, obviously, like you said, he's gotten some major nerfs.
Yeah.
His base damage was reduced a ton.
Yeah.
A ton. His vision was reduced. Because he used to have pretty good day and night vision.
Yeah.
Normal day and night vision is, like, I think... 1600 and 800, I do believe, is the is like what it normally is. Mm-hmm. His vision now is 1200 during the day, mm-hmm. which is the lowest,
mm-hmm.
and 800 at night, so average at night.
Yeah. But,
so his vision, he has almost no vision.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Yeah, he used to have 1200 night vision.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead and talk about where he fits into the team.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about abilities.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about items.
All right. So, Batrider seems to be, in my opinion, obviously, his number one role is to initiate.
Yeah.
He definitely starts the team fights. He picks people off really, really well.
Yeah. So, you're not going to necessarily have him as a carry, as a hard carry.
No.
Or,
but he does need levels.
Yeah. So, he's not a support. He's not really a carry. He's more of a utility, I guess I would say.
Mm-hmm.
What lane would you generally put him in, Jared?
You see him one of two lanes normally, either an off lane or a mid lane.
Yeah.
And that's just to get that experience.
Yeah.
You also see him jungle quite a bit.
Yeah.
Once he gets a couple levels up in lane, if he's going in the off lane, he might abandon that lane completely, go into the jungle and just farm up there because it's safer.
Yeah. I think generally you're going to want him solo.
Yeah.
In a solo lane.
Definitely.
Just so that he gets level 6 even quicker, because he's kind of a, I don't want to say a one-trick pony, but his most powerful ability is his lasso, which is his ultimate.
Right.
And he doesn't get that till 6.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely one of those where once he gets his ultimate, he really comes online, if you will.
Totally.
And really becomes that threat to have pickoffs at any time.
Yeah.
Anytime.
I think he's... I really like him in the mid lane on the Radiant side.
Yeah.
Because you have that one jungle camp that's right there. Mm-hmm, so you can clear a creep wave and then just fly down to the jungle real quick.
For sure.
Take out that camp and then go right back to lane.
Yeah. It's Radiant really nice. Mid lane is really where you want to be in general.
Yeah. It's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's kind of what he does. Let's talk about abilities.
All right.
So he's got four abilities.
Oh, imagine that.
His Q is Sticky Napalm. Drenches an area in sticky oil, amplifying damage from Batrider's attacks and abilities, and slowing the movement speed and turn rate of enemies in the area. Which, additional casts of Sticky Napalm stack to increase damage up to 10 stacks.
So, wow, 10 stacks?
Yeah. So really, it's kind of a debuff.
Yeah,
okay. And
okay.
The bonus damage is 10, 15, 20, and 25 from level 1 to 4. The movement speed slow is 3, 5, 7, and 9%.
That's significant.
And the turn rate slow is 70% at all levels.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So just for people that don't know, turn rate is literally what it sounds like. The rate at which you turn around.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to run away, your turn rate is slowed by 70%.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to run away that quick.
And it makes it very difficult to last hit.
Right.
If you're a melee hero.
For sure.
I think even if you're a ranged hero, that can really screw you up too.
100%, yeah.
So that's a pretty nice ability. And you can just spam it. It's low mana costs. It only costs 20 mana, 3-second cooldown.
Yeah, so this is something that you're spamming almost at all times.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, his W is Flame Break. Hurls a highly explosive cocktail of dangerous chemicals okay. at the target position. Upon arriving at the location, the missile explodes, dealing damage and knocking all nearby foes away from the impact. Any unit who has been napalmed will take additional damage from the blast.
Okay, so we obviously have obvious synergy between his first and second abilities.
Correct. So the thing with Flame Break is that it's kind of hard to land, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Because you have to... Like, wherever you throw the Flame Break, wherever it lands, it knocks back and... Does it do a stun? It does a half-second stun.
So a mini stun.
It'll knock them away from where it is. So if you're chasing somebody, you need to throw it... You have to lead the target. Because if you throw it and they're ahead of the missile... You're helping them out because you're knocking them forward.
Okay. Yeah. So obviously, yeah, you're trying to land it in front of them. You want them to be between you and the target.
It depends on what you want to do.
Okay, fair enough.
But just be aware that... Speaking of bumpers.
Yeah.
Just be aware that wherever you throw it, it's going to knock them away.
Interesting. Okay.
So
yeah, it's between that. 10 and 400 units.
Yeah.
Which is pretty significant.
Yeah, so the damage it does is 75, 150, 225, and 300. And that's it always, it's okay. I don't think it's fantastic, but it's okay.
No, but I mean,
yeah. It has a half second stun duration at all levels, so that's it's okay.
You can stop somebody from TPing out though.
Yeah, totally, absolutely. Okay, this ability E Firefly is really cool.
This is what you see Batrider doing at almost all times.
Oh, yeah. It's so great. Okay, Firefly. Batrider takes to the skies, laying down a flaming trail from the air. When flying, the trail of fire destroys trees and damages enemies in its path, and Batrider gains the movement capabilities of a flying unit.
So he can go anywhere on the map when he's doing this.
Right. And the damage over time is 20, 40, 60, and 80. And the duration is 18 seconds with a 40-second cooldown.
So about half of the game, you can be Fireflying.
Yeah. Firefly is so useful. You can use it for so many things. What I found myself using it for a lot was if you're in lane, you can use it to take down trees to get vision.
Okay.
So you don't have, Pudge sneaking up behind the trees and hooking you.
Right. Okay.
you can use it to, you know, you pop Firefly and you can use it to run away because you can go up cliffs. Mm-hmm. Basically, whatever you see the flying courier do, you can do the same things.
Right.
So you can use, like...
Or visage familiars.
Yeah. You can fly all over the place. It's really great. Right. You can hide really easily with
and
it.
One of the notes on here says a Batrider will gain unobstructed vision. So when you're Fireflying...
Which makes sense.
Yeah. You can actually see above the trees. So, like, the fog of war won't stop on the trees when you're Fireflying.
Right. That's nice.
So...
Didn't know that.
Didn't either. And that would make sense why his vision was so nerfed.
Yeah.
In the last patch.
Yeah.
Because if they're trying to basically, you know, even him out...
Yeah.
Taking down his vision when he does get up above the trees and unobstructed.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
So that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah, so what I found myself using with Firefly a lot was jungling, stacking up a bunch of sticky napalm on jungle camps, and then you pop Firefly, and you just attack them once, and you kind of have them pull away from the camp, and then they're walking in the fire along the path that they follow to get to you.
Right.
And they basically just stand in the fire and die.
Right, and with the sticky napalm, the Firefly is...
Amplified.
Thank you. That's the word I'm looking for.
Correct.
The hand signals really don't work when you're doing a podcast. But you guys understand what I was doing.
Yeah, totally.
You know, it gets, you know,
totally.
Like that, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So,
But yeah, and if you can stack the jungle camps,
mm-hmm.
this is great for that.
Right,
or even stack the ancient camps and tank down agents if your carry doesn't want it.
Oh.
It's pretty useful. So I found myself jungling quite a bit with it.
Yeah, he definitely was a hero that does jungle pretty effectively.
Yeah, or even in team fights, pop Firefly and just kind of coat the area in fire.
Right.
You can zone people out with it. You know,
totally.
There's so many uses for it.
Synergy everywhere.
Synergy. Okay, Flaming Lasso.
Flaming Lasso.
Or Lasso.
Lasso.
As our European speakers. European speakers? As our...
What do you talk?
British accent people, speakers?
Sure. I'm just going to let you keep flaming here.
Words are hard, Jared. Okay. Batrider's ultimate, Flaming Lasso.
Flaming Lasso.
Okay. So this is a targeted ability.
Yes.
Lassos an enemy and drags them in Batrider's wake. Dragged units cannot move, attack, or use abilities.
Oh, that's awesome.
Teleporting or blinking will break the lasso. So basically, well, can you use a teleport scroll while you're lassoed?
I guess.
I don't know. I mean, it says you cannot move, attack, or use abilities. I would assume items. You can use items.
Yeah, teleporting or blinking will break the lasso.
Yeah. But anyway, it's essentially a stun. It's a stun, and then you can drag them to wherever you want them to
be. Right, a pickoff.
Yeah. So, okay, here's the only downside. The range is 100. Which, Jared, you were pointing out to me...
A melee hero?
Yeah.
Their range is 128.
Right. So this is less than melee range.
You have to be closer than a melee hero does to attack.
It's insanely close.
Yeah. You almost have to be on top of them.
Yeah. The duration is 3, 3.5, and 4 seconds with a cooldown of 90, 70, and 50. 150 mana. Let's see here. There's a couple notes here. Killing Batrider or the target will break the lasso before its expiration.
Makes sense.
If Batrider moves more than 400 units in 0.05 seconds, the lasso breaks.
Which, so that would be a force staff? Is it 400 units?
I think I'm not sure.
Here, I'll find out. Go ahead.
But definitely Blink Dagger would, you know, be above that.
Yeah.
Batrider cannot attack while using Flaming Lasso. So basically what you're doing with Flaming Lasso is... You can use it to gank. You can use it to initiate. Basically, you want to use it to initiate for team fights.
Yeah. Really, like I was saying earlier, a pickoff is really where you're wanting to do. If you see somebody that is solo farming somewhere, lasso them, bring them back to the rest of your team, and you're going to win.
Yeah. Well, Batrider is really great because it goes through magic immunity.
Right.
So I don't think it'll stun them, but I think, like, the positioning, you'll still be able to drag them.
Okay.
I think that's how that works. I'm not...
I know with a Lincoln Sphere, if you try to do it, it will pop the Lincoln Sphere, so you can't use it on somebody that has a Lincoln Sphere that hasn't been activated.
Okay. Yeah, so if you're playing against Batrider, definitely get a Lincoln Sphere.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because it goes through a BKB.
Correct. Well, it like half goes through BKB.
You can drag them.
Yeah, I think that's how it works. So it's like, you know, if you have a hard carry, you can use this against a hard carry every single time.
Absolutely.
And just get him out of position.
Somebody like Lifestealer.
Absolutely. Yeah, so the generalist strategy is, well, I guess we can talk about items.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
The core items for Batrider, Blink Dagger.
And Force Staff.
Force Staff.
That's really what you're going to be needing.
Yeah. The generalist strategy for a team fight is in... You definitely want to coordinate with your team and, you know, say, hey, this is who I'm lassoing, or who do you guys want me to lasso, that sort of thing. Because what you want to do is you kind of have your team run in, you kind of want to hang out in the back a little bit, you blink in, you lasso whoever you want to grab, you use Firefly,
mm-hmm.
and then drag them back so that they're dragged in the fire, and then your team can burst them down, and they're dead.
Right. And another pretty much core item is your boots of travel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because A, it's going to give you the most movement speed. Yeah. Really, with Batrider, movement speed is so key because he's a hero that's very positionally dependent.
Yeah, it's all about positioning.
So you're gonna want to get those boots of travel and probably even a Yule's.
Yeah.
Because that's going to give you even more speed.
Yeah.
You're going to be close to that 522 cap.
Yeah, totally.
So...
Yeah, and, well, Force Staff is really nice, too, because you can blink in.
Yeah.
And do Firefly, use your lasso, and then Force Staff out.
Right, so...
So that you can get out of there quicker.
And drag them back with you.
Correct. Yeah, it's really nice. And that's really about it. You know, you're not necessarily looking to get a ton of kills or...
You're probably going to have more assists than kills.
Yeah, you're there to set up
people
for the rest of the team.
Really pick them off and honestly just be a nuisance in general.
Absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, I'm not sure. I think that's about it, Jared. Can you think of anything else?
No, he's a pretty straightforward hero. I mean, there's not much difference that really happens with him.
Yeah, he's really straightforward, but he's insanely difficult to play.
Right? No, I was definitely not downgrading his skill requirement.
Yeah.
But I think generally it's pretty straightforward the way that you build him, the items that you get on him.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the more straightforward heroes in that regard.
Yeah.
But again, like you said, there's such a high skill cap with him.
Yeah, it's easy to wrap your head around the strategy with him.
Right.
Yeah.
But
I found myself with the execution is the tough part, and especially the communication, because I was playing him in a pub match,
right.
And I wasn't on voice chat with anybody. You know, it's hard to set that up, and I was able to get a couple lassos off, but I usually died in the process. But usually who I lassoed would die too. So, you know, if I lassoed the carry and they died and I died as well.
You're like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Yeah.
So,
yeah, it definitely helps if you can, you know, set up voice chat with somebody or play him with a more coordinated team. That's the way to go. Mm-hmm. And just like the dexterity of hitting all the buttons you got to hit to get in there. And
yeah, he's got a lot going on, man.
It's rough. It's rough.
Tell me a little bit about what he sounds like. I've never actually listened to Batrider.
Does he
sound weird?
He sounds great.
Okay.
He sounds kind of bro.
Yeah. Well, he's voiced by a guy named Dave Fennoy.
Fennoy.
And he actually does a lot of voices.
Let's see here. I wonder if I can find his responses.
Yeah, we got... Because the same guy does Ember Spirit, Faceless Void, Skeleton King, Wraith King, Skeleton King, Venomancer, Huskar, and Jakiro. So, I mean, he does a lot, actually.
All right. Okay, let's see here.
It's pretty classy.
Oh.
If you don't ride into battle, you don't ride at all.
He does kind of sound pretty bro.
He sounds like a biker.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like he comes from a biker gang. All right, let's see here.
That's weird.
All right, here we go.
First blood, right off the bat.
It's very punny.
Yeah, he seems like a little bit like a cartoon character, actually.
Right.
He seems very cartoony.
Okay, let's see. Here's what happens when he does Blink Dagger.
Now I can burn at both ends.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
So that's Batrider. What was that?
That was him coughing.
Why is he coughing?
Because all the sticky napalm, and it's very stinky. I don't know.
I remember when you were barely a rat with wings. Now look at you.
Is that his bat?
Yeah.
I like when he goes, when you move him, he says something about, like, get a girl or something like that.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. All right. Batrider.
Batrider.
I'm glad that you got a win with him.
Oh, so hard, Jared.
I know. I'm glad you did.
Next up is Beastmaster.
Oh.
Which I already played one match with him with our fan somebody from the Czech Republic.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing some matches with him. And we played a match where it was Tidehunter, Ogre Magi,
yeah,
OD, Beastmaster, and Anti-Mage.
Okay.
Which is an okay draft.
Yeah, not bad.
Tidehunter and Ogre Magi were both Spanish speakers who did not speak a lick of English. They both went to the off lane, which Beastmaster pretty much has to be in the off lane.
Yeah.
And OD went mid, which is great.
Yeah, that's fine.
But it was Anti-Mage and Beastmaster in the safe lane. So we pretty much lost.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. Because a double melee lane and a Beastmaster support, what the heck am I going to do?
Can Beastmaster jungle? Not well?
I don't know. He does have like the bird and the
summons
and the boar or whatever, but they don't have a super high amount of health.
Mm.
So I don't know. Probably I was pretty much using the bird to like scout out.
Well, I think that's kind of the idea of the bird, honestly.
It's a horrible match.
Well, good luck for the rest of the week.
Yeah. Let's talk about the draft of the week, Jared.
All right, draft of the week. I'm pulling it up.
Yeah, you got to click on it.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it here.
You're doing fantastic.
Sure. So, just for those that don't know, we will be doing a commentary of this draft right after this.
Correct.
That we will upload to our YouTube channel, YouTube.com/WeLikeDota.
Just YouTube.com/WeLikeDota.
Oh, even better.
I clicked some things to get that.
Nice.
Yeah. You used to have to type in the user, but now you don't.
All right. So even easier. Less keystrokes for everyone.
That's right.
So YouTube.com/WeLikeDota. We like Dota.
Right.
That's right.
All
right.
Tell us about the draft, Jared.
So this was one that we did about a week ago or so.
Yeah.
We had four of us from our usual suspects.
Was this last week?
I think so.
Yeah.
We were missing our normal mid player, CJ Connery.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a random fifth, and our team was a Lion, Luna, PA, Phantom Assassin, Alchemist, and Vengeful Spirit.
Correct.
And then on the other team, we were playing a Centaur War Runner, Keeper of the Light, Weaver, Dragon Knight, and a sniper.
Someone's always got to play sniper.
There's always a sniper.
Yeah.
And this was not an all-pick game, if I remember correctly. This was a captain's draft. Or no, I think this was a captain's mode.
Yeah, I believe it was captain's mode. Yeah, so let's talk about general drafting strategy or the general idea that you had here for the draft.
Really, we didn't go in with too much preconceived. If I remember correctly, we just wanted to play around with some heroes. I still want to get a Lion, and I don't know, just the Aghanim Scepter upgrade with him.
Yeah.
I just want it to be so good.
I think we got to try Lion mid sometime.
I think that's what we did here.
Yeah. Or do like a Lion, like a number three position Lion.
Right. It's a more farming Lion.
Core Lion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which he's a little squishy, so that's kind of hard. But I think we played Lion mid in this one.
It's a little troublesome.
Yeah. So otherwise, basically, I asked Kyle what he wanted to play. And
yeah.
He said, "Hey, I've been playing PA. I've really enjoyed playing her." I'm like, "Okay." So we drafted a team kind of around that, and yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
it was fun. This is the first time I think I played Alchemist since the patch change.
Okay.
So it's going to be a little bit of an embarrassing cast for me, because if I remember correctly, the timer change on the Unstable Concoction really, really fudged me up.
I remember you had some trouble with that.
So this might be a little embarrassing.
Okay. That's okay.
But yeah. Otherwise, I just remember counterpicking a lot, actually, in this one.
Okay.
Just trying to take their picks and counterpick against.
How does our draft counterpick their draft?
Well, I believe we had a couple slows and stuns to deal with Weaver.
Right.
That was the biggest thing.
Especially with Lion.
Yeah, Lion, Alchemist, and Vengeal have stuns.
Yeah.
And even Luna does too.
Yeah, so I mean, kind of. It's a mini stun.
Yeah, but
yeah,
it's enough to get vision. And
it's nice.
Yeah, for sure. Otherwise, a little bit of minus armor for Dragon Knight, which is right. always good because that'll definitely help take him down because he gets so tanky. You need somebody to have a little bit of minus armor to deal with him.
Yeah.
So both Veng and Alchemist have that going on.
Okay.
And again, with Centaur, he's super tanky as well.
Yeah.
So that minus armor is pretty helpful.
Yeah, totally. Okay, very good. So yeah, again, we were going to cast that match directly after recording this, and you can check that out at youtube.com/welikedota. I will also put that on our website at welikedota.com. Oh, Jared, we got to do the speed round.
Oh yeah, hey, speed round.
So you have, this is kind of a new thing that we've started. Again, it's one of those segments that is absolutely off topic, but I can't tell if it's something that people love or hate.
Which is fine.
Which is fine.
But basically, trying to make the show a little more accessible.
Yeah. So I had 10 questions that I asked you last week.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is to just answer them as quickly as possible. And this week, you have 10 questions that you will ask me.
Absolutely. So, Brian, what's your favorite candy?
Oh, Reese Cups, because we just had them.
Yeah, that's right. Best season of the year?
Ooh, winter.
Okay. Favorite gin beverage?
French 75.
Okay. The best way to brew coffee?
Clever.
Okay. Sweet or salty?
Salty. Both.
Okay.
I'm bad at this.
Stay up late or get up early?
Oh, stay up late.
That's right. Favorite Muppet?
Oh my gosh. I just saw a real funny video with Rolf in it, so I'll say Rolf.
Okay.
I would go with Beaker, though, because he's my avatar.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I'm bad at this.
Yeah. Here's an easy one for you. Best flavor of Pez?
Lemon, without a doubt.
Favorite color?
Red.
Yep. Okay. It's the newest pair of shoes you have.
I got some black suede Toms that I got for Christmas.
Oh,
they're classy. Yeah.
Pretty classy. All right, so speed round.
Oh, that was great. You know what? Just real quick, I did see a video of, it was a Toyota Highlander commercial. Rolf and Rizzo the Rat are making their way across the nation to the premiere for their new movie, driving a Toyota Highlander. And they go through a drive-thru to get some ice cream. And it's just hysterical, because Rolf can't even see over the wheel.
That's so funny.
It's fantastic. Okay. So I think that brings us to the end of the program, Jared.
I think it will.
Where can we find you online?
You can find me mainly at Twitter. Twitter.com is the website. And my handle is +3000, PLUS number 3000.
And it's just as awkward online, folks. you can find me online, twitter.com/BYinger, BYINGER.
Be the Yinger.
You can find links to that and all the other show stuff at welikedota.com. Check out our subreddit, reddit.com/r/welikedota.
Give us some upvotes.
Give us some upvotes. Our posts are frequently on Dota 2 subreddit and the Learn Dota 2 subreddit.
Absolutely.
Those help us out a lot. Also, telling somebody else about the show.
Yeah.
Helps us out a ton. But thanks a lot for the viewership already, guys.
Yeah, seriously.
Listenership.
Blown away. I have no idea why this is happening.
But it is.
That's great.
So yeah, even I'm going to try and get some more action going on the
more
We Like Dota subreddit. Yeah. Even just discussion and that kind of stuff.
We didn't talk about this beforehand, but we're going to start trying to do the Twitch streams of our Wednesday night games.
Right? Yeah, I did a beta test for it on Wednesday. And, well, one, I streamed at 1080p, which I'm not sure if that's smart or not.
Okay.
But my ping was at like 200 the entire time,
ooh,
which is kind of rough to play with.
Okay.
So I might try and knock that down a bit to see if I can get it to a playable point.
Yeah, 720p is going to be fine.
You think so?
I do.
Okay.
I'm not like a crazy...
Well, you have your half megabit connection.
Stop judging me. It's was really cheap.
It's like $5 a month or something.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. Also, I just remembered, the Asus ROG Dream League has a compendium for $10.
Okay.
Which is similar to the TI3 compendium.
Oh.
And they're doing a fantasy league with that.
Yeah.
So I think it would be really awesome to get a We Like Dota fantasy pool, fantasy league thing.
If you're in Canada, they call them pools, yes.
Okay. Sure. Whatever. Don't judge me. But it'd be really cool to have kind of a fantasy league between We Like Dota fans.
I'm with you.
So I'm definitely in there. I'm going to buy the compendium, and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, we'll figure out exactly how fantasy Dota works.
Yes.
We'll talk about it next week, and hopefully maybe the week after.
Yeah.
Get a league going.
Yeah. So we'll put information for that up on the We Like Dota subreddit.
It's the best place to find places.
Yeah. Anything else, Jared?
No, I think we got enough plugs in.
All right. I think that'll do it. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we will see you next week.